everybody. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's on. So this is Outer Heaven Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I'm joined today by the lovely host of Black Stripes or White Keys, Kayla.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Also joined by the eater of cashews, Mike.
That's me, for sure.
How are you doing today?
I'm awesome, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. It is kind of a rainy, dreary afternoon, which, as you all know, I definitely don't mind. We're going to play some nice tunes for you today. Nice, relaxing. I think we were feeling a little bit of a 90s vibe today, but you know, that's almost every day.
So. Pretty much.
Also, I apologize if I sound a little nasally at all today. I'm actually just getting over an illness, but feeling much better today, so I'm very happy about that. So let's kick it off with some music. Macs are different. Okay.
Desperate.
Hello again, everybody.
Hey.
Just played a few songs for you. I think it was a nice, a decent little collection.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
I can't hear anything. Can you hear me?
I mean, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're on there.
I can hear you in my headphones, but I can't hear you. This is weird. Okay, well, anyway.
Oh, it is what it is. So, it is a Friday afternoon. I hear it's going to be like 90 degrees tomorrow, so it should hopefully be a nice weekend for us. I hope any of you guys out there have some cool weekend plans, do some fun things, spend some time with family and loved ones and all that stuff. I, unfortunately, will be working the entire weekend.
Me too.
It is what it is, though.
I don't mind.
honestly, like, I've worked away so many weekends at this point, it's like...
Yeah, well, the weekends are always work for me. We work in the service industry.
Yeah, so... When everyone else who enjoys the weekend, we actually are the busier ones.
Yeah, it's like a Tuesday that I'm off or something. You know, yeah. That's a day that you're doing your thing. You know?
Exactly.
If anybody has any requests, feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO. We're always down. We just got a good request, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did indeed get a request. We're going to play that in just a minute for... Yeah.
You know, like, before we start, let's talk about this. Danny doesn't like Led Zeppelin that much. And that's what we're gonna play. And that's kind of like, I get it. Like, you know, we all have those bands we don't love. What's it about Zeppelin you don't love?
I'm interested.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons why I don't care for them too much is because one could argue that they're thieves.
In what way? Like, just taking blues riffs and reusing them?
That, and also, like, if you just look at a lot of their songs, like, I've read, like, these detailed articles saying, like, analyzing, like, Led Zeppelin songs and where they stole it from.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And so I don't really care for that much. At least, like, if you're going to steal it or whatever, give credit or do it right, you know. A lot of people that they've allegedly stolen music from or whatever weren't very happy about it.
I definitely know there's that one song by whoever that's kind of the exact same opening of Stairway to Heaven. I know that.
Yeah.
Exists.
Now, look, I'm not denying
but
at all that...
But everyone, there's a lot of people who do that, too, which is...
I mean, yeah, it's true,
there's always lawsuits about, oh, that's my melody, you can't use it. But, like, there's going to be a certain point where you can't, like, what else...
There's only so many notes in this.
Yeah, song. Exactly.
No, it's totally true. But...
And, you know, somebody invented the wheel, but somebody also invented the tire that doesn't pop as easy as the other tire. So, I don't know. I hear you. I mean, I've seen those videos, too, where there's joke thieves and comedians, and they, like, basically are doing other people's bits, which I think is horrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I get it. I get what you're saying.
I mean, other than that, it's not... They're certainly not bad musicians or anything like that. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like... Between that and I guess I'm just generally a little underwhelmed. I don't know.
Like, I
never
totally,
got into them.
I can just totally imagine when we play this song, there's going to be somebody driving. They hear it. They're going to go, oh. And they're going to turn that up.
Probably. They're like, oh, these guys play Led Zeppelin. I'm going to tune in more often.
This song is so sick.
What a great station.
Hey, Danny, I just want you to let you know that my dad is crushed by your comments right now.
Okay, tell him I'm really sorry. I'm sure we have other things in common.
Don't worry.
He can hear you. He'll hear.
He's going to get kicked off the show because he doesn't like Led Zeppelin.
Hey, the Moody Blues, right?
Yeah, the Moody Blues.
There you go.
That's
your
band.
Knights in White Satin by the Moody Blues, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's the jam.
That's a good song, I guess. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
So. All right, let's kick it into some Zeppelin. We get a whole lot of Zepp.
Yeah, so we are going to honor this request regardless. This song is Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, fellas.
So you guys missed how intense this conversation got.
So we're just going to repeat this entire conversation again.
So basically we were talking about this band that's popular nowadays called Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, I was saying, oh, did you hear them? They sound exactly like Led Zeppelin.
I haven't and only I heard saying, that from you either. I've seen that on the internet.
But they're like really mainstream now. And
we kind of were talking about how we're glad that there is rock music still entering into popular mainstream. It was only 20 years ago when rock music was the biggest style of music.
Yeah, rock was so popular.
And I guess to college kids, 20 years is like an eternity.
But to, their whole lives.
But to anybody else, it's not really that long ago. So it's, you know, it's amazing at how much rock has kind of declined in popularity. So we're glad that there is people doing it.
Exactly. Even if I like don't like the band, I don't know that I don't like Greta Van Fleet. I've never really listened to them.
Here's my opinion on them is that they sound like they like their music.
Yeah.
But I think they're too copycat. Like, you were talking about how, yeah, so rip-off bands, but their song can still be good. And, yeah, they do have good songs. It's just, I don't know, I appreciate when someone does something original. But, you know, then again, that's really hard to do now.
It is.
And I can ride the middle of that line where I think that, absolutely, I would way prefer a new style of music or song or something that I'm like, wow, this is something out of left field and it's great. But I also was talking about how at different points in times there were bands who had gotten popular, like Radiohead, when they went through their peak popularity, there was a lot of bands ripping off their style. And oftentimes I'd be like, yeah, they're a Radiohead ripoff, but that's a pretty dope song. I'm kind of glad it exists. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Actually, it's a band that we played with back in my old rock and roll days. I want to play this song for everybody right now, just so you can hear kind of what I mean by, I'm glad it was called, the band was called Benzos, B-E-N-Z-O-S.
Okay.
And You're Forever in an Hourglass is the name of the song. And they weren't even really well known, but they were that style of band. They were doing that Radiohead style, and I still have it on playlists because I'm like, this was a dope song. It was great, you know?
That's cool.
So we'll play that for you guys in a minute, but that's kind of what my point is.
Yeah, you know, I'm just glad that any rock band is making it mainstream in any way because it just reminds people that rock can be popular too.
Yeah, especially something that sounds so classic.
Exactly. I'm hoping that maybe it can get people to want that again.
Well, yeah. It also speaks to, like, there's no such thing as time with music. I know what it's like. I was younger at one point too, where you were like, this music speaks to my summer, it speaks to the culture I'm part of. I understand that, but at the same time, I liked Led Zeppelin in high school too, and they were 20 years older than me, and I liked Elvis and he was 40 years older. And you know what I mean, music doesn't actually, I get, you know what I mean, like, I get, understand when a song comes out and that speaks to your summer, but I also don't understand why you're like, oh, this is old.
Yeah, agreed.
No, I definitely. I'll listen to anything if I like it. You know?
Exactly.
Totally.
You're right. Music is timeless. So that's why we hope that rock music can thrive again.
Yeah, although a lot of the rock hits now are that indie pop stuff, which some of it sounds, you know, it can go into the indie rock world, but it's still very poppy. Because, you know, we got all the synthesizers and stuff, but it's not like 80s synth. It's like, it's more like alternative in a way, but the indie kind. And sometimes the songs are good, and sometimes they're like, not so much.
That's everything, right?
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah, that's everything.
That's every genre.
Pretty much.
So what was the name of that song you requested
the
again?
The band was called Benzos.
Benzos, yep.
And then the song was You're Forever in an Hourglass.
You're Forever in an Hourglass.
And
this
is a band my old band played with one night, and like I think that this was the band where the guy that played guitar in it was also in the band Fountains of Wayne. I think.
Oh, really?
Fountains of Wayne?
Stacey's mom.
Yeah, I think this is the same. I'm going back like 15, 16 years to remember this, but I think that was the same thing.
So. You know, so that song came out around the time we were talking about, we were trying to surmise why rock kind of faded away from the public consciousness, and you, Mike, had mentioned that it was possible that the artists like Avril Lavigne, who kind of took like an aspect of rock, like she took punk but made it this very poppy thing and kind of made it seem a little lame.
Yeah, she was like, I'm the tough girl, I like ride skateboards, but it's like, no, you're not, you're the pop singer who is just you're just dipping your toe into like, I'm a badass or whatever.
And yeah,
it's super lame. No offense.
Like, she's a wannabe Alanis. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to offend Avril Lavigne. Like, her songs were catchy, but I just think that it was like,
you know, her first album was pretty good, actually.
And that's the thing. It's probably okay music, but it was so inauthentic in terms of delivery.
I know what you're saying.
But yeah, even like her first album was pretty good, but then after that, it just went further and further and further. Even I think the same thing with Paramore. I think they totally sold out. But mm-hmm. You can also argue that their 80s kind of vibe that they have is also kind of cool, too. But I feel like it happens a lot, especially with women. Like, you know, there's this very specific image of, like, this is what women are in music, and this is what they have to be. And sometimes there's not so many people that can really kind of break out of it. Like, Alanis is one of the first women that actually did that. Like, so a lot of the 90s women were like, oh, I'm actually not going to be a pop star, you know?
Yeah.
But
it was an awesome time.
It still happens today, but I feel like, I don't think it's as much of a big thing as it was in the past. I think a lot, it's more common to see women doing alt music than it used to be.
Yeah,
that's
agreed.
Great,
yeah. But yeah, so, you know, going back to that, like, that time when Avril Lavigne was doing her thing, that was also when Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne came out. And you could argue that that's a lame song, but I kind of dig it. It's just,
everyone likes it.
It's fun. It's catchy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun
time.
You
could argue that about a Hall & Oates song, which are tremendous.
Yeah,
so
that's
good.
True.
But
yeah.
Somebody could say, like, Man Eater's a cheesy song. I could be like, I hear you.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
But I still like it.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get back to the music. We'll be back shortly after that with our scheduled PSA and all
of
that.
Course.
But for now, please enjoy You're Forever in Hourglass by a band called Benzos.
I'm not afraid to I'm gonna pull you in close, gonna wrap you up tight, gonna play with the braids that you came here with tonight. I'm gonna hold your face and toast the snow that fell, because friends don't waste wine when there's words to sell.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
That was Interpol. We were just talking about how much we love that band. Specifically, that album, Turn on the Bright Lights, is phenomenal.
It's very
great album.
It's funny because Interpol didn't make sense to people at first. I saw them at Bill's Bar in like 2000, I don't know, like really before they had the record out. And everybody in the crowd was like, this Joy Division ripoff, this band stinks. Like, everybody hated them. And the record came out. And they were still, like, in the New York scene. So we were at parties with Interpol. Like, I didn't know them very well at all. I probably said hello to them. You know what I mean? Like, they were just another... But to me, it was just... They were just another band. And then they got huge. And then we listened to the record, and you were like, this is insane how good this record is.
Oh, yeah.
That first record is insane. It's one of my favorite records of all time.
Same here.
I don't know about all the stuff afterwards. Like, the Evil... What was the next record called?
Antics.
Antics. That was good.
It was decent.
It was decent. And then afterwards, they're a little bit spottier. I think that guy Carlos, the bass player, was a big part. I mean, like, you listen to the bass parts on that first record, you're like, this, and the drummer, because the drummer's insane, too. They're all just insane musicians. Yeah, those are my Interpol stories, but they're great.
That was
good.
Back when you were in the Good North, right?
It was, yeah.
And then they're available on Spotify, the Good North, right?
If you want to go down memory lane with your old buddy Mike here, yeah, go to check out the Good North on Spotify, yeah.
But yeah, we were just talking about that whole scene, that whole New York Interpol strokes time, and how it's not that way anymore.
No, I mean we were lucky because when we were forming as a band, we had friends like our singer had lived in New York for a period of time, so he had friends in New York already who were in bands, who were very generous and kind to us to like come let us play on their shows, and we did we reciprocated here in Boston, so we got to dip our toe into that meet me in the bathroom New York world a little bit. Like, believe me, no one there is gonna be talking about the Good North as a band that was like, oh, they were movers of this scene, but we got to be there for bands like, we opened for Stella Star, who like had a minute, you know what I mean, and like Area Love Feet, who are a phenomenal shoegaze band.
He told me about them, yeah.
Oh my god, they're so good. And they were friends of ours. They're the ones that used to like put us up in like their rehearsal space. We used to sleep on the floor in there. And yeah, it was an awesome time. And there was a lot of people that came out of that scene that did pretty good. New York had a minute. It was great.
Yeah, but we were talking about how like that kind of club music scene is not really existing too much anymore.
Or if it is, please let us know where it is.
Yeah, so where is it?
what we're going to do is we're going to start a club night with these radio shows. We'll start one somewhere, and we'll try to like bring this back a little bit.
I've seen Party Monster. We can make it happen.
Well, I mean, like, The Pill lasted for years in Boston, and if anybody's listening and remembers The Pill, it was a phenomenal Britpop-styled night that they kind of evolved into more indie rock, and they would have bands play it. And, they had a bunch of other different nights in the 2000s that I would go to. They were really great community-based things, and that's something I'd love to bring back to a certain extent. And actually, the singer from The Good North, my old band, does Emo Night. He's the guy that runs it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a very well-known writer, too. He does that. So it's still possible to find community. So we'll get into that at some point.
Well, your friends over here at Outer Heaven Radio on WMFO are trying to bring this back.
Yeah.
So join us.
Yeah, definitely.
Revolution.
Yeah, we have to get some PSAs for you right now.
It's all right. I've already got one picked out.
Nice.
This one is about ladder safety.
Ooh.
Great.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah, that's actually a good PSA because, in all honesty, I probably never thought about ladder safety.
I don't think very many people do.
As you were reading it, I'm going, yeah, you know what? I don't want to climb a ladder.
No, not really.
You can fall off that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't really like them.
No, but, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I have to go on them to fix the lights at the TV station, and I don't really like it.
I'm not really crazy about heights in general, but yeah, anytime like, because especially at my store, we have very high ceiling and we have to change the light bulbs ourselves, so we have to get on a huge ladder to do it. And anytime I have to do it, I'm like, oh, someone spot me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm all set with ladders. So
yeah,
be careful, everybody.
Yeah, and if you are gonna do like a DIY project, have someone with you. There's no harm in having someone spot you while you're up on a ladder.
Yeah, it's like bench pressing. Like, when your arm gets tired, what are you going to do? Like, break your neck? Like,
exactly.
Have a spotter.
Exactly. So, yeah, just be careful. And, I've seen too many ladder matches. I know how this ends.
Yeah, yeah. Although, they should have gave you some tips. I thought we were going to get some, a sneak peek, but you have to go on the website.
Yeah, you have to go see how to properly climb a ladder and descend the ladder, I guess.
We are winding down on time here, so if you guys want anything to request, call us in now at 855-915-9636. That's WMFO. Otherwise, we got about
probably only
11 minutes left.
Yeah, probably only a couple more songs left. Yeah. So we're going to get back to the music. We will check in again before we go off the air for you. And I'm having a good day. I'm having a good time.
Wait, before you do, I'm sorry. What's the Twitter handle that we're using for?
So you can find Outer Heaven Radio on Twitter at Outer Heaven WMFO.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So and there you can follow. We'll tweet songs we play. Feel free to tweet at us requests you might have. Pretty much anything. Just come say hello.
Yeah, we'll shoot at our our other handles too and stuff soon.
Yeah, we'll make a Facebook page. We'll try to make this a fun little community to be a part of.
Yeah, and maybe I'll start doing more with the Black Stripes or White Keys Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get this all up there.
And then we can have like a crossover episode.
Oh, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Even though we already kind of do, just
unofficially. Yeah, we're all on both of those shows.
Yeah, we are.
So it doesn't, you know, like.
There's already a crossover.
We just have two.
This is the WMFO Cinematic Universe.
Cinematic?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
you know what
cinematic.
I mean.
Cinematic.
I'm saying that because the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I know.
I'm making a joke.
But we did have Mark on
the other night.
Who is a filmmaker.
Exactly. So we had a filmaker on here. Now it's cinematic.
Who said that Mike and I could write a song for his credits in one of his movies?
That's true. You guys should absolutely do that.
We might do that on air.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. All right, so we're going to get back to the music. We'll be back with you guys shortly.
You are listening to WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, look at you going after
it. I remembered it.
Yeah. So the time is now 12:59, and that means that Outer Heaven Radio is coming to an end for the day. We want to thank everybody for listening. The sun has come out. The sky has cleared up a little bit. So I hope you all have an enjoyable Friday. Remember, real quick, before we sign off, one thing that I talked about is that now that I have the show on Fridays, I wanted to make a quick mention every episode about the movies that are coming out for the weekend. Just as like a quick little, you know, anything interesting coming out? Are we going to go see anything? Blah, 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 blah. The only thing that's really coming out of note this week is the live-action Lion King movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know how I feel about all these live-action versions of these classic Disney movies that don't need them.
The Lion King is so